Welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body Mind Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by Adriana Lesniak, gifted angel reader. Adriana invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering mini readings today to callers. If you would like a mini reading, please call in at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And she will also be taking questions from the chat room today. Now I give you your host, Adriana.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Happy Saturday, the 13th. So I'd like to start out first talking, letting everyone know that I'm again offering gift certificates. And for phone readings, and if you get a gift certificate for this month, which is available to be used from January 2nd, 2015 on, they never expire, you can get a $10 savings. And I have phone readings that are half an hour long and an hour long, and they're very reasonably priced. So if you are interested in getting the perfect gift for someone, contact me at mysticconnections.com. There's a contact form, and ask for the $10 savings off of a phone reading via a gift certificate. You can always contact me. I'm on Facebook, and I have a page there, Mystic Connections, and I also am on Facebook at Adriana Lesniak. And I love talking on Facebook. I feel very spiritually connected to my friends on Facebook who generally tend to be very inspiring. Today I was expecting to have a guest, Normandy Ellis. I was extremely excited to have her. And unfortunately, she is recovering from shoulder surgery, not quite as fast as she was expecting to, and she's just not up to joining us. So we're going to send some healing energy to Normandy, if everyone doesn't mind for a moment, just concentrating and just sending some love and energy to this amazing Isis priestess who is an expert on Egypt, and we will have her another time, and we will hear all about her trips to Egypt. We'll talk about some of the books she's authored and when she's feeling better. So 1, 2, 3, send her some energy now. Thank you. Woo. That was beautiful. I would like to talk about, I know that I had planned to talk about the joy of giving, and I am going to talk about that because it's December. And it is the time that many spiritual practices give gifts to each other. And Christmas, the time that we know as Christmas, many times you'll see Christians say, remember the reason for the season, which is, of course, Christ, except that the man who was eventually named Jesus Christ was not born in December. He was born in summer, probably in July or August. He was probably a Leo. Some people say he was born in the spring. He definitely wasn't born December 25th. There's a lot of saviors or sons of gods who were born in the winter. Generally, the 25th of December is the birthday of many holy kings, and there's actually an astrological reason for it, and I will expound on that on some other month. But this month, I'd like to talk about what I've been seeing in the news and the media lately, and I'd just like to beg your pardon, because normally I try not to pull the outside world in. I believe we can change our world from the inside out, but I would like to talk about the terrible shooting deaths that have happened lately. I was listening to a poll. I'm not sure who did the poll, but according to this poll, 80% of white people are comfortable with the police, and 50% of black people are not comfortable with the police. And the majority of white people polled in this survey said that they agreed with the grand jury's decision in Staten Island, New York, and Ferguson, Missouri, to not prosecute. And I just wonder exactly who they were polling. But that being said, I see the tragedy on both sides. I have friends who are police officers. I have friends who were police officers, and I have friends of family members who have police officers in their family. I am part of Archangel Michael's team. I'm a card-carrying earth angel, except they don't have a card. I really need to make myself a card. I am an earth angel, and I work for Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael in the Catholic Church is the patron saint of police and fire and first responders. So this dichotomy that we're experiencing between the police whom we owe our respect, some of us owe our lives, who help us keep order, and what seems to be, watching the videos that we've seen and the news, a total miscarriage of justice, is really hard to understand and really hard to comprehend. And I know that some people question, why does this happen? And I am so grateful to be able to give you that answer. The reason why these type of things happen in this way is because it's time for the world to change. And so they are brought forth and so that they can be looked at and scrutinized by the public as a whole. And it's actually a larger picture than just this, because the same general time frame, we've also had the release of documents of how Iranian and Afghanistanian detainees, prisoners, were held, were treated, and some were tortured. And this report is scathing. It is frightening. And it's obvious that, well, we broke all kinds of Geneva Convention rules that were set up after World War I to make sure that even in terms of war, we kept our humanity. We kept our humanity. And when we, as a country, and arguably you could say United States is the most powerful country in the world, when we as a country decide that a situation is so dire, or that a situation is set up so that we don't need to follow those conventions, we are providing the example to the world that they don't need to follow those conventions. By those actions, we have done far more damage to Geneva Convention, to human rights, than we realize. You know, I am a mother of grown sons, and I have a 25-year-old, a 23-year-old, and an 18-year-old, and all three of them are very tall. They're very broad, and they can be imposing looking if you don't know them. Of course, I know them, and I know they're all, you know, sweet and soft and gentle and wouldn't know what to do if mixed up and in violence. But somebody looking at them wouldn't know that. They wouldn't. They'd see the size of them, the breadth of them, the strength of them, and they might be worried. And I am white. It's funny, I don't normally point out that I'm white. I don't normally like to talk about color. I would like to prefer that we're all one color, except of course we're not. And also I like to enjoy the diversity of color. I enjoy diversity. I like to stare at people who are different. I'm one of those weird, really annoying people who really like to look at other people and just see all the differences. Oh my gosh, what are they doing with their hair? That hair is green. Why are they doing that? You know, and just the differences of color. I think if I could choose my own color, I would choose like a light caramel. I think that is the prettiest skin color. That being said, I am very, very white. I am dead fish belly white. It really shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't matter. And some people will argue that it doesn't matter. And I will argue that, to me, it sure seems like it does. It sure seems like it does. And I am just probably reacting too much to the media's over blown review of this. But we go back to why is this happening? And the answer is because it's time to take a look at this. It's time, as spiritual beings on this planet, we are being asked to grow and change. When things like this come up in such a large quantity, that's because we're being drawn to pay attention to these and affect changes. How many judges, how many senators have we seen running for election, and you know what their platform is? Being tough on crime. We're going to be tough on crime. Well, guess what? These last 2 months, we've seen tough on crime. This is tough on crime. This is what that is, being tough on crime. How about we elect people who are fair on crime? How about that? How about we elect people who want to make changes in our police force? Do you know that in California, in certain cities where they have police wearing body cameras, and body cameras are expensive, I know, but that 70% of the bodily brutal assault charges made that a policeman did that have gone down? And there's the proof right there on the body camera. You know, one of the reasons why we know so much about what's been going on lately is also is video. And the crimes that are committed that get the most attention are those that have video. And I just want to salute the people in Staten Island who turned on those cameras and watched that poor man die. And I think most of you know what I'm talking about. But just in case you don't, there was an overweight, extremely sedentary, obviously man, selling loose cigarettes. This was his crime. He was selling loose cigarettes rather than in a pack to make a little bit of money. Five police officers were talking to him. He had his hands up. He was asking for patience or something. I don't know what. He may have been arguing with them, but he did not have a weapon. They decided to take him down. And one police officer put his arm around his neck in a chokehold and knocked him to the ground. And I first saw this video on Facebook, and I was horrified watching it. And 11 times he stated, "I can't breathe." The coroner's verdict after the autopsy was this man was murdered by compression to the neck and compression to the chest. And the police said, well, he had a weak heart. And you know what I have to say to that? Well, duh. Take a look at the man. Take a look at the man. He's standing there 400 pounds. He's over 40, probably over 50. Please, please, please. Why would you knock him down for selling loose cigarettes? I mean, really? And it's true he was resisting arrest, some say. And it's not just one-sided, I understand. But you know what? He should not be dead right now. So what can we do? What's the whole point of my rant here? What can we do? Well, the first thing we can do is we can take a moment and send peace and calm to both sides. You know what? Right now, more than ever, our police force need our love and respect. Okay? Our police force are under fire on this. And there's a whole bunch of people just trying to do the right thing out there. So let's send some energy and love to our nation's police. The second thing you can do is if you see something that doesn't look right, grab your camera and videotape it. Let's be the seeing eye dogs of the world. Let's make sure we are monitoring the people that are protecting us. And that just not only goes for police, that also goes for our senators, our congressmen, you know, the whole, beg your pardon, the whole torture scandal, if you will. We knew what was going on. We were told, but we were said, oh, it's just waterboarding. It's not really pretending to drown them, except, of course, it was. And it was drowning, but it was controlled drowning. So we can ask for our representatives to be better. I'm going to share a story with you. This happened when I was 18 or 19. I was trying to remember exactly how old I was. I was at like an old country buffet or some type of restaurant like that with my family. And there was two women of color there, and they may have been Muslim because they both had scarves on their heads. I'm not sure. And they had done something
I don't know what. It may be that they were there and they were eating and they hadn't paid. I'm not sure. I don't know all the details. All I know is that I was eating with my family and the police were called, and then they were chasing after these women and wrestling them, and the women were screaming, and it was just awful to watch. Terrifying, as these police were pulling, grabbing these women and then pulling them out. And actually, we had not been eating. We were waiting in line to go eat. And so we watched this whole thing. And I was by the door when the first policeman came with the first woman. And she was crying and she was struggling. And her headscarf fell over her face and she could not see. And so she was struggling and she was falling into things. And the policeman behind her was trying to move her forward forcefully, but without hurting her. And it was very difficult because she couldn't see. Her scarf was over her face. So I stepped in front of them. And I was a little afraid I'd get into trouble or be yelled at by the policeman or get arrested. But I stepped in front of them. And I just looked at that police officer, and he looked at me, and he didn't say anything. He was young. He was just trying to do his job. And so I patted the woman on the shoulder gently. Then I moved her scarf so that she could see. And once she could see, she calmed down, and I patted her on the shoulder. I didn't say anything. I was just sending her love. All I knew was that if I could just help a little bit by sending her love and sending her some calming energy. And then I looked at the police officer, and I sent him some love too. And then I stepped out of the way, and he was able to move her much more gently towards the police car, and the whole situation had changed. I wish I knew the end of this story. I wish I knew whether or not they were actually charged or if they were let go with a warning, but I know by doing that, I helped the woman, and I also helped the police officer, and I helped the situation. And in a way, that experience when I was 18 or 19 changed me. It showed me that I'm able to do something in desperate situations. So, what I'm trying to say is that the reason why this is happening right now is because we're being asked to look at this. We're being asked to look at brutality as a way of controlling people by our policemen and by our country. And brutality is a way of controlling people. Brutality has been used since time began to control people. It is an effective way of controlling people, which is why it's continued to be used. Parents call it spanking. You're just going to spank our kids. You're going to grab that kid, and you're going to show that kid who's boss. How dare that kid disrespect us? You know? And sometimes those spankings, they get out of hand. And sometimes these kids are left with bruises. Sometimes these kids, in a parent's momentary anger, especially when they're little, are killed. You know, that policeman on Staten Island did not mean to kill. that man. That was not his intent. His intent was to put him on the ground and put some handcuffs on him and teach him a lesson. You know, this whole teaching a lesson mindset. What lesson are we teaching? You know, hey, if I was the empress of the world, I would want to go out and make people do what I think they should do. Share and be love and do this and do that. And if you don't, well, what are the consequences? Maybe there's a good reason why I'm not empress of the world, huh? Our spiritual leaders, Krishna, Buddha, Yeshua, they teach us love. They teach us to be love. And love without governing. Love without expectations. Just be love. Treat others with kindness and respect. That's the lesson that we're being shown right now, is trying to teach other people a lesson. What are we trying to teach? What is that? I love each and every one of you. I am so grateful to you. Thank you so much. You are all, each, every one of you, spiritual warriors. You have within you the ability to change this world we share. And it starts with a smile. It starts with compassion. It starts with gentleness. And it also starts with not allowing someone to take someone else's life or to treat someone else with great disrespect because they need to be taught a lesson. Or we want something from them. We want a certain behavior from them. We as a human race, our consciousness is rising. Our consciousness is rising, and therefore acts that 100 years ago may have seemed, well, maybe not the best, but what can you do? Now, 100 years later, are no longer tolerated. Not just, and I've been talking about the human race, I could have the same discussion about the animals on the planet besides the humans and how humans treat the animals. And our consciousness is raising. We realize that, yes, those of us who are carnivores or omnivores need to treat the animals that we're getting ready to eat with respect and love and gratitude. But that's another show. If we are experiencing this so we can take a closer look at it, that means that this paradigm is changing. That means that 20 years from now, we'll look back at this and we'll say, that was when real change happened with the police force. That's when they put the body cameras on all the policemen, kids, right then. That's when police force started teaching their officers better ways of taking down people. They practiced their judo holds. They practiced different containments. That's when tasers were given out to their officers. That's when more training was put in place to recognize how to handle children with guns, children with toy guns. There is no such thing as safety. There is not. We are all at risk every day, all the time. If you think you're at home and you're safe, well, think about that poor lady with her children who got hit by an airplane. She was just enjoying her day with her babies. There is no such thing as safety. You cannot be any safer in your house than you are out in the street. And if you're out in the street, you might as well be an earth angel while you're out there. Hiding in your houses, pulling back from the world, helps no one, especially not you. You are being asked by your angels to get out there and be the angelic force that we all know you are and make this world better. That's why you listen to this program, not to get pre-readings, but to enhance your spirituality. I will tell you something. Readings are great. They can really help you with a question. They can really help move you forward. But in the end, this is your life, and you're here for a purpose. And that purpose may be to change the world. That might be your purpose. Your reason for existence is to make this world better. Is to say, no, I'm not going to stand for one of my brothers or sisters to be treated this way again, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of age, regardless of occupation, regardless of nationality, regardless of religion, regardless of sexual orientation. Some of us have the luxury of having a wider audience. You know, when I say that, I'm thinking of John Lennon. John Lennon affected so much change from his position. He took his wealth and he took his fame and he changed the world. And I think if you had asked him what he thought about that, he would have said, I wish I could do more. And we have public leaders who are trying to get us through this. And we have public leaders who are trying to take this and make it into something it's not. And we have public leaders who are trying to defend their causes. Let's see this what it is, which is a request from the universe for change. And let's do our best to make changes. So, I'm requesting that you, fellow Earth angels, every time you have an opportunity, smile at a police officer, thank a police officer, smile at people, help people in need, reach out to people, and anything that doesn't look right, whip out your cameras, whip out your phones, record it. Stand up and help someone. Bless you all. Thank you for listening. So my question of the day, for those who are going to get a reading, my question of the day is, how have you been an earth angel and helped someone? And if you would rather not answer that, then my next question would be, how do you foresee in the future yourself being an earth angel and helping someone? And I apologize that we didn't talk about the joy of giving. So the third question is, how are you manifesting the joy of giving in this holiday season? So with that, I'm ready for callers.
Awesome. Well, we have Kimberly, and Kimberly is calling from Georgia today. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to my half an hour rant. I apologize.
It's fine. I understood everything.
Thank you. So how have you, which of those three questions would you like to answer?
Say that again, please.
Which of those three questions would you like to tackle? How have you been an Earth Angel? How do you foresee yourself being an Earth Angel? Or joy of giving?
Was the question, how do I feel as an Earth Angel or foresee myself?
Yeah, how have you helped someone being the hands and feet of the angels? What have you done that has been an Earth Angel?
Well, as a teacher, I teach children, so I'm always giving advice. I'm always encouraging. I just give of myself
more
than anything. I try to be more of a counselor and a teacher than just teaching. I like to teach about life also.
Wow. You know, I have family members who are teachers, and they're telling me, I know how important a job it is. I'm not sure if everyone knows how difficult it is and how even more difficult it's becoming because of the way that they're asking you to teach. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping raise the consciousness and help children see their value. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a male in spirit for you. Feels like grandfather.
I do.
I'm getting more on father's side. Who's passed for you?
Okay.
And he loves you very much. And he's talking about your mom. Do you still have your mom here on this planet?
No, she's on the other side with him.
Okay. Beg your pardon. Okay, so mom wants to come in, and he's asking for you to he wants you to know your mom needs your help.
Oh.
Your mom needs your help.
Okay.
She's asking for you to help with family members. There's someone who you need to connect with to somehow release.
Okay.
That may be just to talk to, connect with, provide a message. Can you give me your mother's name? That will help.
Faye? Yeah, F-A-Y-E.
Okay. She loves you very much. She's talking about coming home somehow. Would you be traveling for the holidays?
Yes.
Okay, when she's talking to you about coming home, and she's saying bring presents for 6 people.
Wow.
Is there someone who is in, I don't know, who is away, who can't be there, who is somehow, like, locked away or something?
There's no one locked away now.
There's someone who's locked out or blocked out or...
There's a family member that chooses not to appear during gatherings,
okay.
If that's what you mean.
Okay. She's showing me, like, someone behind a barrier. So
yeah, and that's correct.
All right. And that's self-imposed. So
yes.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, reach out to that person.
Okay.
She loves you. And do you know why she's calling you skinny?
Because I was skinny most of my life.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you and bless you and thank you for sharing.
No problem. Thank
you.
Oh,
and you didn't even get to ask your question. I'm sorry. Okay. What was your question?
It was about love.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like, are you asking when it's coming in?
Yes.
I feel like that's going to happen in its good, in its own good time.
Okay.
And, you know, normally I'd say we'll do this or do that, but honestly I feel like it's more timing for you. And right now there's other things that you need to do. It feels like
okay. You
might even think about, I don't know, do you have your master's and going for your doctorate or bachelor's
you know
and
what?
Going
I'm
for
so
your
glad
master's?
I actually have a master's in education. I was thinking about, I always wanted to be a doctor, but I'm just going to hold off on that. But I have a opportunity to get a master's in positive psychology.
I would take that because they were showing me master's, you know, going back
yeah.
to school is something
yeah.
that they'd like you to focus on.
Yeah.
And
no
when love does come in, you're going to have two people to choose from. So remember your morals, she's saying.
Okay.
All right. Well, many blessings.
Okay.
Thank you so much
all right.
for calling in.
Thank you.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And who else do we have? Do we have anyone else on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Sherelle, and she is calling today from Detroit, Michigan. Welcome to the show, Sherelle.
Detroit!
How are you?
Good.
That's good, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You sound so excited.
I am. I'm always excited to hear from Detroit because I live in Michigan, so of course I'm
oh, really?
Very partial.
Yay. Well, we wrap it up. Detroit, the Michigan side. Okay, I'm sorry.
So you got to answer the question. So which question
okay.
would you like to answer?
I would like to answer the question with the manifesting.
Manifesting, okay.
Yes. How I manifest is I lay down while I get in my bed. Sometimes I lay down and I inhale 10 times and I go into a deep state of mind. And visualize what do I want in life. And when I do that, like, when I manifest, it comes real quick. But I haven't been manifesting lately. But I go through a deep state of mind and visualize everything I want, like, in a week or two. And it comes right up sometimes. Well, most of the time.
You know, I love that. That is. Absolutely a powerful way to manifest is to just
mm-hmm.
give yourself that time and visualize exactly what you want to happen. And it is. It's very powerful, and it absolutely does work, and thank you for that. But I'm going to hold you to
yeah.
it. I'm going to make
you
answer one of the three questions. So the first question is, how have you been an earth angel and helped other people? If you don't want to answer that one, the second question is, how can you visualize? So with that manifestation and visualizing, how would you use that visualization that you just talked about to, in the future, help change what is happening today?
I like to ask, how would I be? I help people every day. I always uplift people, put a smile on people's face, even if they go through rough times. I love helping people. That's my passion.
That's wonderful. That means you're an earth angel. You know, when you're helping people and you feel that warm feeling and you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's that sign you're an earth angel. You're supposed to be helping other people. And when you're doing your job, you get that warm, fuzzy, spiritual pat on the back. So what's your question today?
I was wondering, when will I hear from a guy named Sam?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
When will I hear from a guy named Sam?
I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm having trouble hearing you or understanding what you're saying.
I said, when will I hear from a guy named Sal?
When would you hear from a guy named Sal?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not getting a time frame. I'm just hearing soon. I'm just hearing soon. You will hear. I feel like you're going to hear.
Because I haven't heard anything
from
my first.
And I think you'll also hear about him. But understand that the situation, you will hear from him. Understand the situation is changing.
Really?
And that may be a good thing.
Because I haven't heard from him since my birthday.
And that's been 2 weeks ago. And he has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend, so I try to back off.
I see the situation changing.
Then I call him at the store.
I do want to say, you know, this may not be, I don't know, I'm not going to give you counsel on that. Okay, but you have to decide what it is that you want in your life, you know, and who it is you want in your life. Whether or not this is the right person. And in, like you said, this is just someone who you're just looking at right now, just taking him out, you know, seeing how he works and all that. And if someone, I feel like it's fairly early. So
early.
I understand the situation's changing. Be patient. But in the end, I'm not sure if this is the right guy for you. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so.
But you will hear from me. Thank you. I'm glad you feel the same way. Yeah. there's some there. But you will hear from him or you will hear about him soon. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do we have any comments or questions from the chat room?
We do not, but I highly recommend, because we do have some listeners in the chat room today. If you guys are interested in a reading, please let me know in the chat room, or you're more than welcome to give a call in. That number is 646-378-0378. But we do have one more caller, and her name is Lisa, and she's calling from Toledo, Ohio. So welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. So which question would you like to answer?
Probably about career and money.
Oh, I mean, which of the three questions I posed would you like to answer?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were the three questions?
Okay, so the three questions were, the first one was, how have you as an earth angel made a change or helped someone in this lifetime? And if you're not able to answer that, the second question is, how can you visualize yourself helping someone? In the earlier part of the program, we talked a lot about what's going on in the media now, with the emphasis on the tragedies with police and young black youth. And we talked about making changes. So how, and then the third question, if neither of those are comfortable for you, how do you experience the joy of giving?
Okay. I guess I've just been like a support for my one girlfriend who's going through some issues in her relationship. So we've kind of just, I don't know, talked it out and helped each other.
That's beautiful. You know, that makes such a difference. I have a dear friend who is going through so much in her life. She is going through cancer, and she's going through recovery. She's chemo and radiation, and she went through a divorce. And she's also experiencing some financial hardship. She has a lot of body issues, and including a very bad back. And due to the fact that she has these items that she's dealing with and other things as well, she also really is not financially well off due to the medical issues the job. And, you know, she just reached out today on Facebook and just poured out her feelings and her frustration. And there's so much healing in being able to do that and, you know, setting reality. And for those of us who are just the listeners, just being able to listen and hear that, you are allowing that your girlfriend to heal. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I've also talked to you since you brought up cancer. I have a sister-in-law who just got done with chemo and radiation, and thank God is cancer-free for right now.
Yeah,
and
I'm feeling very positive about her. As soon as you started talking about her, I was feeling positive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but things are not over for her, by the way, though. She's got a lot of healing to do, and I feel like she doesn't always talk about her feelings or talk about what's going on, and so you may not know how much she has to do. So be aware that she's going to need extra help more than she's stating.
Okay.
What is your question for me today?
Basically, I've been laid off, and it's been like my second time this year. So I'm looking for like the right career path for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, a little up and down. So I've always had like a very steady job and, you know, something that I feel comfortable with, and I'm just not, and I interviewed recently for a job. It's a little bit of a drive, but I'm just wondering if I will get that job or if it's...
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have two.
Okay, because for some reason I'm seeing children.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me their ages?
Yeah, they're 8 and 9.
You know, this is a... Although no one ever wants to be laid off and we need money in order to do things, this is a blessed time for you to spend with your children.
Right.
And so they're showing me enjoy this time with your children.
Okay.
And they're showing me a job for you coming up in the new year. If you try to get something now before the new year, you're not going to be happy with it.
Okay.
There was something weird about that interview, like something you weren't happy with that interview. There was something that didn't sit right. Either you made a mistake and you wish you hadn't, or there was something about the interview that you just weren't happy with, is what they're showing me. Maybe it's not the perfect job for you.
Okay.
So if that job does come through, I do feel like it's for now. It's a for now thing, and that there's something better. Now, have you thought about going back to school?
I've always thought about it. My career, most of my career has been in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've always thought about wanting to do that.
That is your true path. And I see you working to some extent with children, although it might be older children. Could even be as ultimately a college professor. But that's the path I'm seeing, school.
Okay, because I do have,
this is your time right now to spend with your family.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a boy?
I have two boys.
Okay, one of those boys is getting away with too much.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're just being gentler or easier on one, or one is just acting up, but you need to be a little sterner, and you need to take away things, and you need to back up what you say. You can't just say it and then only back it up halfway. So don't say things you can't back up. Don't say things like, you know, no Christmas if you got... Don't do that.
Okay. Right. No, that makes perfect sense. My youngest is a little bit ornery.
You know, short punishments that you, disciplines that you can back up, like, you know, a 10-minute timeout. And he has trouble paying attention. So I don't know if that's ADD or if that's just trouble paying attention. But that's part of the problem, is that he has trouble paying attention.
Okay.
Does he wear glasses?
No, he doesn't.
All right, you might want to get his eyes checked.
Okay.
To help him, he needs to focus. He needs to actually be standing or moving while he's focusing. Because for some reason, a lot of indigo children or crystal children are coming in, and they can multitask like crazy. Like they can do 5 things at once, and what we see is just chaos. But for them, it's normal. So, yeah, that's the bigger thing. The job is going to work out well. The focus on your younger child, though, if you start now, you'll be happier.
Okay. Well, kind of
also, there's a question about dishes. Does your older son help with the dishes?
No, I just have a lot of dishes that I just don't attend to.
Okay. Make them do the dishes and make your youngest son do the dishes. Now, that doesn't mean you go sit in a room and say, haven't you done that yet? Because they're way too young for that. You make them do dishes with you.
Okay.
And that will help. That will make you feel better, and that will make them feel better. Much love to you from your guides and your angels, and good luck on your job search. And I almost feel like saying congratulations because it's going to happen soon for you. But the larger question is you're supposed to be going back to school.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for being an earth angel, and thank you for making changes in the world.
All right. Thank you.
So in summation, because we only have 5 minutes left, you can contact me and for phone readings, and my number is 248-379-7324. Or you can email me at mysticconnect@AOL.com, or you can contact me from my website, mysticconnections.com. Sorry about that. For the month of December, we are offering a special on gift certificates for phone readings, $10 off as you purchase them now. And, you know, we're seeing all this come to light. Look at your neighbors. Look at your friends. Look at people who may need some help. And for the last 4 minutes, I'm going to talk about the joy of giving. You know, the reason for the season truly is about giving. It feels better to help someone in need than it does to receive a present. If you're an earth angel, if you truly help, if something you've done has, truly matters or touches someone, you may have changed someone's world. You don't know. A kind word, a smile at the right time can save someone's life. This can be a very depressing, lonely time for those of us who don't have a lot of money or don't have significant others. And by reaching out and helping with a smile or a hug or a gift of money, it can make a big difference. Thank you all, dear loved ones. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being spiritual warriors. Thank you for doing what you do. And for those of you in the chat room, I'm so glad that you're there. And I'm so glad that you are participating and going forward. I promise every time we're talking, I will ask, is there a question in the chat room? I will take your questions. Happy holidays, everyone. Oh, and by the way, for those people who say, why can't we say Merry Christmas? Why do we have to say Happy Holidays? The reason why is because not everyone is a Christian. Not everyone celebrates Christianity during this time frame. Some people celebrate Hanukkah. Some people celebrate Kwanzaa. Some people celebrate the Festival of the Trees. There's all sorts of festivals and celebrations going on now. And we are blessed to live in a world with religious diversity. So happy holidays, everyone. And we'll talk to you again in the new year.